Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is the lady that puts the art in chart. It's N to the I to the C to the O to the L to the A, Nicola Duke. You're right, Nick.
Hi. Yes, I am. Thanks.
Cool. Let's look at the. Let's not mess around with small chitty chat. It's a good scene in Kung Fu Panda where he says chit chat, chit chat, and his enemy's going to beat him up. He's going chit chat, chit chat, chitty chat, chitty chat. Okay. Ascent Resources is the first one. AST, a very popular stock. What's he looking at the moment, Nick? AST.
AST's made a great correction and has finally, you know, the 200-day moving average has finally caught up and we're sitting on it. You know, the 20 and the 50 are still pointing down, but this, you know, we've had probably, what, 6 days now, 7 days sitting on the 200-day moving average, just needs a trigger and this one's going to go. And you can do it with a really tight stop because your stop would be below the March lows, which is at 1.59. So I think there's a really good chance that we rally from here. If we don't and we make a deeper correction, the next level, which is a screaming buy, is 1.36. Okay. So I'm looking for it to turn up from here. It hasn't yet. It's in a pretty good spot, either here at 1.59 or at 1.36.
I see. Okay. It's just annoying. It's still a data feed for prices. It's still a technical glitch from the London Stock Exchange. It's just so annoying. It's AIM stocks
what
mainly.
What price have you got today?
On Ascent Resources. Yes. It's AST. It's a third day now. It's ridiculous. Ascent Resources is 1.625. That's what I've got.
Yeah, so we're still sitting on that support quite nicely. Yeah. We're all bunched up with the 200-day moving average. I think this is setting up for a breakout. If it makes a move lower first, it will find support at 1.36.
Okay, well, let's move on to the next one, which is, what is it, Nick? What did I say? Oh, Flybe. Flybe, sorry. Now, this is a bit of a selfish one. This one, I bought some stock in this recently, and I thought, about 33 pence, and I thought, do you know what? They're restructuring the business. They had a bad year last year. They're throwing everything at it, basically, the kitchen wall. They're basically bringing down the number of planes they have and cost-cutting. They brought a new CEO in to sort the business, and I think we could bounce from here. And they're good revenue, bit of debt. But, you know, from where they used to be, a couple of years back, they were at, 140 a share, they're now 35 pence a share. And so, what do you reckon, Nick, on the chart, Flybe?
I think it could bounce from here, too. It's at that sort of 886 Fibonacci retracement from the November low that it really likes. And looky, today, we're back above the 20-day moving average. And we haven't been here since the, you know, early March. So I think there's a really good chance, if we close above it, that we're going to run back. You know, but for me, the really... It's really got to get back above 38. If we close above the 20 day today, which is at 34, which is where we are, we will go to 38 next, and then the 200 day at 42. For sure, you know, we will have bottomed, and we will see a change in behaviour if we can close where we are now today. Looks good. Really good.
Cool. We're at 35 pence at the moment, so it's Flybe.
Yeah.
All right, cool. And the last one was...
And the 20-day moving average is at 34.72. Yeah. So a close at 35 is a close above, and it's really positive. So look for that, and we should rally from here at least to 38 next, and then 42 and the 200-day moving average. And then if we get above that, we can say we've bottomed. Yeah, that's going to be quite a task. Cool. But I think that there's a good chance, you know, we rally from 35 to 42 from here.
Marvellous. And the last one is Highland Natural Resources. By the way, the price today is 25.5 pence, down a smidge, about 2%. What do you reckon on Highland? They released Newsday, their final results. and their first DD Ultrabook patent issued. So what do you reckon on HNR, Nicola?
Can you tell me what price you've got? Because I think this
25.5.
is unaffected. Very good. Okay, so between 24.25 and 24.7, I had really good Fibonacci support for this, and that is where we bottomed 2 days ago. I think before the price feeds got all glitchy, I think there's a really good chance that we can rally higher from here, but we first need to take out sort of 26.80, 26.90. It's in a big wedge correction, and we've just basically got it to finish and then turn up again. I think we're at a place where we can do it, but really, unless we get above that 27 level, we won't be sure.
Marvellous, Nick. If you can put the charts on the company pages of Vox Markets and send me them too, I'll put them on at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.